You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy you're here. My name's Megan. I am your host, the Travel Points expert coach, your new bestie in the travel space. So today we're going to talk about, I thought this would be a really fun episode, about some frequently asked questions. So if you don't know, I have been running quite a few free workshops, challenges, different things. And the same questions keep coming up in there, in my DMs. And so I was like, this would be a great place to just share some of these, because if others are having these questions, then you probably have these questions also. So we're going to go over that today. Man, this week went by so fast. I don't know if it was because it was a holiday week, if you're feeling the same, but I cannot believe, I guess last week went by so fast. My husband's gone on a wildfire, and so I'm single momming it. And so if you hear horses in the background, my daughter's watching Spirit. She's obsessed with that movie. But it's just been me and her all week. And usually that means my days seem very long because I never get a break. I work at home with her. She's 2.5. But man, this week's gone by really fast and it's been super easy. I don't know what's going on, but I'm here for it. So I've got the energy. She's watching a movie. So I'm going to record this and we're going to roll right with it. Okay. First thing that I keep getting is, how do you earn points faster? They're saying, I feel like I am putting everything I have on my one credit card, whether that's a Chase card, a Capital One Venture card, an American Express card. I feel like I'm putting everything on there and it takes forever to earn points. What is the secret to earning points faster? I love this because this is the biggest myth that I love to bust, because so many people, and this might be you, have a credit card in their wallet, like one of the ones I just mentioned. You're putting everything on it and you think you're earning travel points. I actually just, it was 2 weeks ago, gave a presentation to Marriott Bonvoy's headquarters, leadership team, which by the way was absolutely amazing to be asked to give a presentation to Marriott Bonvoy. I just did a whole episode on how I love Marriott. But I gave a talk to their leadership team, teaching them how to best utilize credit card points, especially for flights and obviously Marriott hotels. And almost every single person that I gave that presentation to said, oh my gosh, I've been doing travel points the wrong way this entire time. I've been putting all my spend on one credit card, and I always wondered why it took so long to get points and I never really had enough to do much with. And that is just wild, because so many people think that they're doing it, but they're doing it wrong. So the whole strategy that I teach is to open up new credit cards multiple times a year. So this is really dependent on how many vacations you want to take in a year. If you only want to take one vacation a year, you can get away with opening two or three credit cards a year, maybe even one or two. But the way you earn points faster is using credit card sign-up bonuses. So credit card companies incentivize you to open their cards. They want your business. So when you open up a card, they give you a large amount of points in a short time frame for spending a little bit of money. So this can look like 100,000 points when you spend $5,000 in the first 3 months of opening your card. It can be 60,000 points for spending $3,000 in the first 3 months. It's usually within the first 3 months. I just opened up a credit card that was literally buy one thing and you will get 60,000 miles with American Airlines. One thing. So this is the way you earn points faster versus that person that might be putting everything on one credit card. Let's just say that you have a pretty good credit card. It gets you 2x on every dollar you spend, which is actually really good. And you spend, let's say, $40,000 in a year. At the end of the year, you're going to end up with 80,000 points versus someone like me who just opened up a credit card that I had to spend $4,000 in the first 3 months to get 80,000 points. I just spent $4,000 to get the same 80,000 points that they have at the end of the year that they spent $40,000 to get, and I did it in 2 to 3 months, and then I'm going to open up another credit card right after that and double my points, so I'm not even halfway through the year, and I have double the amount of points of Joe Schmo who has one credit card. Do you see how fast it can stack? I will say that I have a student in the academy who just joined literally like 2 weeks ago, and she is already on track to earn a trip with her and her son to Orlando. She's going to have flights covered. She's going to have hotels covered. She's even going to get a rental car and her tickets. She wants to take him to Universal. I guess he's a huge Harry Potter fan, and so she's going to surprise him for his birthday with this trip. They're planning on doing this before the end of the year, and she already has a strategy in place. She already has a bunch of points from even joining, and she knows exactly how she's going to get that trip. And then even after that, she's going to have extra points on top of that. That is how quickly this can happen when you have the right strategy and you're not just putting everything on one credit card. So that is really why I teach this, opening up new credit cards, earning a lot of points at one time, because it allows you to take trips like that that you would have never thought possible in a very short time frame. I've had students book flights to Ireland within the first 3 months. I had a student who just went to Phoenix and she saved, I think it was like $1,400 on her trip, and it was from points that she earned within like the first three months of joining the Travel Points Academy. And so this method allows you to earn points so fast that you can take a trip usually within the first 3 months, or at least have the points for that trip within the first 3 months, and then be able to plan multiple trips after that. And that is my entire goal of every program and every student that I work with. My entire mission of Points to Paradise is to travel multiple times a year and be able to take vacations anywhere you want and anytime you want because you have the points to do it. And so I will never say that, yeah, having one credit card in your wallet to put all of your spending on is a good idea, because I truly don't. If you just want to put everything on one credit card, I'm sorry to tell you that you're not going to be able to travel multiple times a year luxuriously. It's just not going to happen. It takes too long. This is the way that you multiply those points faster, and earn them easier. Okay? Second question. What is the deal around business cards? Should I be utilizing them? What's your take on this? My take is every single person should be utilizing business credit cards in their credit card points strategy, because business cards tend to have higher sign-up bonuses. They tend to have lower annual fees. Some of my favorite ones have $0 annual fees, and I think that having them in your strategy is really key. The other thing that I'll say too is I alternate between personal and business. So let's just say I opened up a personal card. In 3 months, I'm going to probably open up a business card, and then the next 3 months personal, and I keep alternating between them. There's a whole 524 rule. You can go back and listen to that episode. Business credit cards help you stay within that 524. There's just so many benefits to business credit cards. And I would say like probably 90% of my clients are utilizing business cards as part of their strategy for all of these reasons. So yes, everyone should use them. There's a whole episode on business cards. You don't have to have a full-blown LLC or corporation. Pretty much anyone can apply for these. So yes, I think you should be using them. Okay. Now, the follow-up question to, if you're opening all these credit cards, how are you managing the annual fees? So first, I will say that most of the cards that I'm opening up have around a $95 annual fee. There are some that are a little bit higher. My Capital One Venture X is up in the, I think, $395 range. But for the most part, a lot of them are $0 to $95, somewhere within there. And so, yes, they do add up because I have several credit cards. So I actually added them up. I have about $1,200 a year I pay in annual fees, which sounds like a lot. And again, if you're not traveling like I am, this is my job. This is what I do. And you don't have to pay that much if you don't want to. Set a limit, add it into your budget on how much you want to pay. But I will say $1,200, yeah, sounds like a lot. When I added it up, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never really added it up before. But I'm saving over $20,000 a year on my travel. Okay, this year alone, with what I've already booked, I'm probably going to do more than 20. I've already saved $14,502 on my travel that I've booked through, that would be August. Actually, November, because I did book a hotel for November. So I don't have everything booked yet already for this year, and I've already saved a little over $14,000. So I will gladly pay $1,200 to save well over $20,000 and get to take multiple vacations and fly first class and stay in luxury resorts. So I think it's worth it. And that's really all you have to do is look at your annual fees and see, is it worth me keeping this card in my wallet? Is it going to give me a benefit? Is it going to give me cost savings towards travel? And then make that decision. Again, follow-up question two, if you're opening up all of these cards, are you just opening and closing them, or what are you doing? So the first thing I want to say on this is do not close a credit card that you've opened up within the first year. You want to wait at least a year before you close a credit card because it's going to have a negative effect on your credit score. So you always want to keep it open at least a year. But for the most part, I would say I keep open probably 90% of the credit cards that I open. Very rarely do I close them. The only time I'm going to close them is if I'm not getting any value out of it. So again, looking at the annual fee versus the benefits, if that annual fee does not outweigh the benefits, then that's probably not a card you should keep in your wallet. There are certain cards like Chase cards that you can get the sign-up bonus every 48 months. So I will close it and then reopen that card later on. So those are really kind of the only times that I think about closing a card. And like I said, most of the cards I keep open because they're giving me benefits. They're giving me either points. A lot of cards will give you points on your anniversary year. Some of them give you free night certificates at hotels. Some give you status. Some give you lounge access. Some give you travel credits. Like, there's so many different benefits that I get yearly from them that I feel like they're worth keeping in my wallet. And again, like I said, if they're not and I don't want to pay that annual fee, then I will close that card. But you always want to keep them open at least a year before you close them. All right, this one kind of makes me laugh. What is the best card for me, and what should I open? Like, what card should I open? What's the best credit card, travel points credit card out there? That is not a definite answer. There's not like one card that I'm like, this is the best credit card ever. Yes, there are some that I really think like everybody should probably have, but everybody's travel goals are so different that it's so unique to each person. And that's really what I work with on people in my programs, is developing a strategy that is so unique to you. And I can't say, like, without knowing everything and where you want to go, which card. If you love Airbnbs, then you probably shouldn't be opening up a Chase card like I really recommend for everybody, because you want to stay in an Airbnb and the best card for that is going to be Capital One points. If you are planning on flying internationally a bunch, you might want to look at maybe some American Express points. If you love Hyatt hotels, you should probably go with Chase. If you love Hilton, you shouldn't go with Chase because you can't transfer to Hilton. Like, there's so many little tricks and tools, and it's so unique to everybody and how they travel and where they want to stay and where they want to go and all of those things, that I just can't say like, oh, this is the best card, you should get it, because I don't want you to sign up for a card and then say, well, what do I do with this? Like, I don't have a way to use these points. Like, I never want that to happen. So while, yes, I think everyone should have the Chase Sapphire Preferred card in their wallet. It's a great first card for everyone to open. Most of my students open up that credit card first, but not necessarily. I had a student, she was a single mom, and she really wanted to go to Ireland and Germany. And so I believe she did open up the Chase card, but one of her very first cards, it might have even been her first, I can't remember. She opened up a Citi American Airlines card because she knew that American Airlines was going to get her to Ireland and Germany. And she was able to book her flights within like the first 3 months of joining the Travel Points Academy. So it's totally different for everyone. So I can't just say like, oh, this is the best card, this is what you should get, without knowing your story. And then the last one is, how do you decide which card to use if you have so many credit cards in your wallet? Which one do you pull out when you're at the gas station or this? I'm a little bit different. I don't overcomplicate this. I've said this a million times on here, but I am the least organized person. I don't like to overthink things. I like things to be simple. And I'm not organized. So I don't pay attention to which card gets me the most X on gas and groceries. And I don't have them labeled. Some people do, but I don't. I keep it very simple. And I am only usually spending on the credit card that I just recently opened. Because I'm opening so many cards at one time and I'm trying to hit that sign-up bonus, I have to put every expense on that card to be able to meet that sign-up bonus because I'm trying to hit the certain amount of money I have to pay in the certain amount of time to get those points. So almost always I'm just spending on one credit card. I don't want to have to go make 13 credit card payments a month. I don't want to have to remember what I bought on which card. I just put it all on one. And then let's just say there is like a time lapse between opening up cards and I've hit a sign up bonus and I don't have a new card. I usually just revert to my Chase Sapphire Preferred because I find the Chase points are the most valuable to me. So I will just go back and use that card until I get my new card in the mail. So it's just a simple way of not having to think about which card you need to pull out. I don't have to carry all of my credit cards with me. So like not all 13 of my credit cards are in my wallet because I'm not using them. I keep a lot of them in the drawer, like specifically my hotel cards. And then I pull them out to put them in my wallet. If I'm going on a vacation to like a Marriott hotel, I'll then grab my Marriott card so that I have it with me. But for the most part, I'm spending everything on one card at one time to make it super, super simple. All right, so I hope that this podcast episode was helpful for you. I love being asked questions. So if you ever have questions like these, don't be afraid to ask them. Reach out to me in my DMs, email me. I'm more than happy to answer questions. I'm always in my DMs on Instagram. Helping people because, like I said, I truly want you to be able to travel multiple times a year and not have to worry about the cost of travel. And so that is what I'm here for. I would love to do another episode like this in the future. So keep the questions coming. I hope this was helpful for you, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into Points to Paradise. If today's episode sparked new ideas for your next adventure, I would love it if you would share it with a friend or left a review. It helps so many more travelers like you find their way to freedom, joy, and unforgettable experiences. And if you're ready to start earning points and booking your own dream vacations, you have to join us inside the Travel Points Academy. This is where you will get the step-by-step roadmap to flying for free, staying in luxury resorts, and taking more trips a year without draining your bank account. Everything is linked in the show notes below. Until then, keep dreaming big, traveling smart, and following the joy that leads you to your own version of paradise.